Fort Frances, Mayor Andrew Halakas is hoping to address recruitment and retention of healthcare professionals during meetings with provincial officials next week. The Rural Ontario Municipal Association Conference takes place in Toronto next week, and Halakas said he is looking forward to his delegation with Health Minister Sylvia Jones. "Our problem is a problem again. What many small communities have is a physician shortage, but it's really more poignant where we are because we are not close to any large urban population centers," Halakas said. Halakas said people within the Rainy River District need to travel outside their community, some as far as Thunder Bay and Winnipeg, to access some specialized healthcare services because rural hospitals are not equipped to handle those services. "We have an aging demographic here in the Rainy River District. We have seniors with medical problems, and if we can't get that dealt with here, it's difficult for them to get to these centers because some of them no longer drive and there is not really good transportation," Halakas said. Rural hospitals are having trouble retaining permanent medical staff in the area, leaving the healthcare sector to employ locums. "The expectations to ensure that adequate healthcare relies on having at least 4 full-time primary care physicians, a general practitioner, an anesthesiologist, and 2 general surgeons," Halakas said. The mayor also noted that Fort Frances La Vérendrye General Hospital has no full-time emergency physicians, and that the 1 general surgeon is leaving the hospital. "A third of the population doesn't have a family physician," he added. "I think we have 10 primary care positions, but they are overworked," said Halakas. Halakas added the La Vérendrye General Hospital is the only hospital in the district that has the means to provide specialized medical service. However, staffing issues are creating hardships with the facility as locums are suffering from severe burnout and choosing to leave the area in search of stable employment. "They don't have a sustainable work-life balance. So, that just creates burnout and we are going to lose more. In fact, the Emo Clinic just recruited a new doctor 1.5 years ago and they just lost that person because that person just indicated they had an unsustainable workload," he said. "Rainy River has 2 doctors and they are both saying that their situation is not sustainable and that they've got their letters of resignation already written if the situation doesn't improve." Halakas acknowledged that the province has a number of programs that help recruit physicians to the rural areas. However, those programs appear to be unfunded or will become obsolete. "What we want to make sure is all of the programs that incentivize doctors into the community are given stable funding. Particularly, the one for us is the emergency department locum program because we're desperate, as are many communities, to have the emergency department kept open. So, we need funding to get these locums in here," said Halakas. However, having funding for locums is only a step in addressing the root problem of balancing a healthy balance between work and life. "We also need to provide doctors that come here. It's not like living in other places," he said. "It's a harder workload. You're isolated. We have to provide them with a reasonable quality of life balance by providing incentives that make spending time here worthwhile to them."